What's the challenge for you guys just from a scheme standpoint this week? I think they probably blitz a fair amount.
I'm not talking scheme, Bill.
No, I mean, I'm not saying how you combat it. I mean, is it a lot more mental work to get rid of?
Mental work, yes. I'm not talking scheme. A lot of extra film time, yes.
If I could try and rephrase the answer from you.
Absolutely.
Mike McCarthy said that this is a game plan team because they do different things for different opponents. It's not just the same thing week after week. We do what we do kind of thing. How does that challenge you and your guys in their preparation?
And he's 100% right. I mean, they're going to roll out a different game plan for everything. And so you have to watch more tape, more games, watch a lot more sequencing of games as far as, like, you know, usually a lot of times you like to watch cut-ups, like to see certain things. You're still going to do that, but certainly you'll watch more games against different opponents or teams that do things similar to us. So you'll go back a few more games.
And watching the sequences, you can see what they do in, obviously, consecutive plays or consecutive series, et cetera. Is that...
You would hope to find some type of a pattern if you can.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're a beauty.
I guess when you do that, are you trying to find a team that's similar to what you guys do? Is that maybe take your best stab at what they would do to you guys? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you always try to, you know, try to figure out and play the what-if game. But, you know, ultimately it comes down to blocking their guys and being in a good position and winning from that standpoint. But certainly you try to do your due diligence to make sure you cover all the areas and then hopefully your projections are right.
If Aaron is limited mobility-wise with the hamstring, what do your guys have to do differently, if that's the case with the quarterback?
Well, I mean, like I've always said, it really doesn't affect the lineman that much, to be honest with you. It's, you know, your job is to maintain the integrity of the pocket, regardless if someone is mobile or maybe limited or what have you, and so forth. So our objectives are always crystal clear to, you know, maintain the pocket, the width, the depth, and go from there. So,
hey James, what do you think of the job that Brian's done, you know, through this last 3-4 weeks, where, you know, he had TJ, Don steps in, you know, mm-hmm. now working next to Spriggs at that right guard spot.
And Brian's played very well now. I mean, he's played very well this season, and I think it's a tribute to him that he has had some different guards in there, and that's always, you know, a little difficult at times to get going. But you know, Brian's played against some good players, and certainly has done an excellent job for us. And you know, players never really top out, and he's getting better. And he's gotten better this year, and he's getting better by the week. And so, you know, Brian, I'm very proud of him. He's done a heck of a job.
You guys have set and passed pro way more this season, especially the last 6 games, than you really ever had before. How much stress does that put on your guys up front?
You know, I mean, yeah, everybody would like to run the ball, you know, and balance out. But, you know, really, I think I said a couple weeks ago, you know, no matter what it is, our job is to block. I mean, that's what we're trained to do, and they enjoy blocking. And so it's, you know, to me, it's, you know, it takes a lot of energy to pass block. There's no question. But, hey, if you got a pass block, you pass block to the best of your ability. You run block to the best of your ability. But, you know, I don't really think of it as a strain. I don't. I never have. So it's just, you know, you get into the flow of the game, and hell, I mean, sometimes you run the ball 35 times or 40 times and you pass 20, and it can flip on you. So it is what it is. It's not a big deal.
Have you thought of the run blocking this year?
It's been good in spurts, certainly. You know, they finish well, they work hard, they take great pride in getting downfield and pushing piles and doing those type of things. And you know, I just think with more, you know, repetition and, you know, getting the backs in there and everybody on the same page, it's going to get better and better. There's no question about it.
What'd you think of how Spriggs did at guard the other night? I mean, Fletcher Cox is a tough matchup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, he had his moments, I mean, which you would expect the first start, and he's never even played guard. And, you know, I mean, people say, well, he's a 6 foot, 6.5 inch guard up there, you know, and he's, you know, but I'll tell you this, I mean, the guy battled and he, you know, used his strengths, which was good for him. And you know, he'll only improve from that experience regardless if he's playing guard or tackle. He got to play. And, you know, I look at those things and certainly, you know, when you play against one of the premier players in the league, your first start, you got to look at that as a great opportunity, number one, and a great learning experience. And I know he'll take that experience and he'll apply it to the next game and the next situation, whether he's playing tackle or guard or wherever. So, but he did okay.
I was watching one of the games on Thanksgiving, and the one team was blitzing, and the quarterback just got the daylights beaten out of him. And I was thinking back, it never happens here. You guys, when people blitz, you guys pick it up generally. What is that, do you think?
Well, I think it's, you know, we do I think we do a really good job of exposing them to a lot of different looks. You know, I think that, you know, Edgar does a really good job of that throughout the week. He'll make sure that, you know, if there's a pressure that was ran, he'll find it. And he does a great job of that, and I think that helps prepare the guys. And then again, you know, players have to be accountable away from here and study the tapes, tendencies, tips, familiarity with the pressure packages, and they do a heck of a job with that. So, you know, it's nice for you to notice that because there isn't a lot of people that are running free. A lot of times, you know, we'll get beat, and that's a fundamental issue, but mental errors are not part of the equation in the Packer offense, and those guys take great pride in not being the guy with a mental error. So it's excellent by the players from that standpoint.
Campy, I'm guessing TJ does a good job of helping Donnie or Jason or whoever get prepared, but is he also, I'm guessing, somewhat of an unpleasant guy to be around when he's not playing? Have you noticed this frustration?
Yeah, I mean, no. I mean, first to answer your first part, he does a heck of a job with those guys. I've said it before, that room is very, very good that way. JC does a hell of a job with it, too. No, TJ's not miserable, but, you know, some of his, you know, we text him back and forth, and some of those are quite colorful. But TJ's a pro, and TJ is a guy that cares deeply about his team, and he wants to play. And so those frustration things come out on usually Saturday night. They've come out, and then Sunday, and then it's good luck. Go kick their, you know, tails and have a good game, and I'll see you when you get back. So TJ's very supportive, but he's eager to play.
Thank you.